USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump to Vietnam for a second historic meeting with the leader of North Korea. The president arriving on Air Force One, Kim Jong-un getting there first by train. News about New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft, who is facing two counts of soliciting a prostitute on his two visits to a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Turns out Kraft, 77 years old, at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa, the same day his team competes in the AFC Championship game in January. Kraft captured on surveillance video January 19th and 20th. To Chicago now, where singer R. Kelly finally posting bail and released from jail. Money news now on Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More now on our top story. The president set to meet with the leader of North Korea for a second time. Donald Trump Jr. reacts on Fox News.
I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on, so much stuff. I mean, I'm so sick of watching the experts who've been dealing with North Korea for 60 years. I go, wait a minute. In 60 years, you guys never even got a meeting. You never even got in the room with the boss. He's done that in under 2 years.
Vice President Mike Pence weighing in on the situation in Venezuela. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during his trip to Bogota, Colombia on Monday. Pence said the U.S. will continue to boost sanctions on the regime.
As we continue to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear on the Maduro regime, we hope for a peaceful transition to democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The latest now on actor Jussie Smollett and his antics involving staging a hate crime on himself in Chicago and paying off two brothers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the very latest.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale said,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a five-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on gas prices, you're paying more at the pump. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there are several factors for the increase.
The price of oil continues to move north. It closed last week at $57 a barrel. That's about $14 higher than where it was on Christmas Eve. So think higher oil prices, some refinery maintenance, as well as some outages that were unexpected for pushing up gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.